A small group of Americans went to Iraq before the war to act as so-called human shields, and they returned with little fanfare. But the Bush administration has not forgotten about them. The protesters now face thousands of dollars in fines and possibly jail for violating a U.S. ban on travel to Iraq. NPR's Philip Davis talked to one of the protesters, a Florida retiree. She's vowing not to pay the government a cent.
Faith Fippinger is a 62-year-old former school teacher from Sarasota. In the run-up to the hostilities in Iraq, she became increasingly opposed to the possibility of war there, thinking that the country had already been punished enough by tough economic sanctions imposed on it after the first Gulf War in 1991.
Iraq went through 13 years war because there were the 13 years of sanctions. Totally devastated the civilian population. And that includes everything from toilets that weren't working to medicine that couldn't be gotten to people starving. The list is endless.
So in March, Fippinger, who was traveling in India at the time, decided to join a small number of like-minded Americans and several hundred more Europeans to take a circuitous route to Iraq, where they would serve as human shields to prevent U.S. forces from bombing what they considered civilian infrastructure. She camped out in front of an Iraqi oil refinery during the war, where NPR's Steve Inskeep caught up with her on April 24th.
The bombs, the missiles were a constant in the air, but they did not hit here at the refinery. They hit close, but they did not hit the refinery.
Fippinger managed to make it out of Iraq without injury. But one last bombshell awaited her when she got home, a letter from the U.S. Treasury Department investigating whether she had violated the economic embargo against Iraq. The letter demanded to know where she had gone in Iraq and how much money she had spent, and warned her that she faced up to 12 years in prison and $1 million in fines. Fippinger fired back a defiant response.
If it comes to fines or imprisonment, please be aware that I will not contribute money to the United States government to continue the buildup of its arsenal of weapons of mass destruction. Therefore, perhaps an alternative should be considered. Of course, that alternative is prison.
Treasury Department spokesman Taylor Griffin says Americans, of course, have the right to protest their government's actions.
However, the right to free speech is not a license to violate U.S. or international sanctions. And while free expression is a right enjoyed by all Americans, choosing which laws to abide by and which to ignore is not a privilege that's granted to anyone.
And the law has been clear since 1991, he says.
The international community imposed sanctions on the former Iraqi regime more than a decade ago. And while no fines have been assessed, U.S. sanctions did prohibit travel-related transactions with Iraq.
Treasury officials have sent similar notices to at least two other American human shields, Ryan Clancy, a 26-year-old record store owner from Milwaukee, and Judith Karpova, a 58-year-old computer consultant from Hoboken, New Jersey. As for Fippinger, she says that U.S. officials last week offered a deal. If a finding is indeed made that she did violate the sanctions, and if she agreed not to contest the finding, she would only be fined $10,000.
If I chose to ignore that, they would garner my Social Security, my paycheck, which of course is my retirement check since I'm a retired teacher, and any assets that I might have.
Treasury officials aren't saying what their next move will be. Ironically, even as the human shield cases move forward, the travel ban against Iraq has now been lifted. Philip Davis, NPR News.